Welcome to Deep in Motion, the feature dedicated to highlighting developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program. Work on the juvenile detention facility in Bridgeport, St. Catherine is now complete. The center is one of four constructed by the National Works Agency, the NWA, at a cost of $50 million.
It was extremely well done, and I think the persons who are associated with it are quite satisfied with the end product. It is a modern building which will facilitate the detention of these young persons in a facility that is geared towards making them comfortable and treating them in the appropriate way for that age group.
Senior Communications Officer at the NWA, Colin Morrison. Inspector at the Detention and Courts Division of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, Howard Beckford, says the facility will enhance the work of correctional officers.
Well, it will enhance our work in a very big way. We are looking at the human part of it, and in setting up humane structures, then, you know, it will help.
Some 60 persons were employed for the project, which falls under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP. The construction of the facility is also part of the government's thrust to improve infrastructures housing children who come in conflict with the law.
It is a complete government collaborative effort that ensuring that our young people have modern facilities to house them, even though they have been deemed to have offended the law of the land or might have been accused of such. We want to ensure that they are kept in humane conditions, and that is part and parcel of why we're doing this here at Bridgeport.
Communication and Customer Service Manager at the NWA, Stephen Shaw. Mr. Shaw says the construction method used to erect the center was done at international standards.
What we're constructing at Bridgeport are two cells. We're ensuring that the physical facility is completed, and it is completed to international standards.
Communication and Customer Service Manager at the NWA, Stephen Shaw. JEEP is one of the government's strategies geared at countering chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in lower socioeconomic groups. JEEP also provides employment for persons with special needs, as well as those with low skill levels. The Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, is now in its third phase, and already over 40,000 Jamaicans have received employment under the initiative. That's it for today's edition of Deep in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, Deep.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.